shoot those fusion coils and they would land.
Love Talk Radio.
Back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Farrand brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Farrand was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that.
Living and dying with the choices I made.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Women Patriots. I apologize for the late hour. I almost forgot. Been working around the house and redoing my room, doing some wallpapering, painting, and almost forgot the show. That's why it's on so late tonight. Don't know if anybody's out there listening, but if you are, glad you tuned in. It's only going to be an hour long because of midnight coming up and it interfere with our show for tomorrow. So if you are listening, you're welcome. I want to address, you know, I am just flabbergasted with this latest move by our president to where he has given work visas and basically giving green cards and citizenship to 800,000 illegal immigrant graduates. I don't even know how he thinks he can do this, and I would like to know where Congress is and where the Senate is and these people who are supposed to be protecting us and protecting the upholding the Constitution, where are they? Because, you know, under Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution says that the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States, making the President the head of the executive branch of the federal government. Sections 2 and 3 enumerate specific powers granted to the president, which include the authority to appoint judges, ambassadors, and other high-ranking government officials, veto legislation, call Congress into special session, grant pardons, issue proclamations and orders, not laws, administer the law. Well, the current law of the land does not allow for him pardoning 800,000 illegal immigrants just because they've been here since they were little children, and serve as commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Article 2 gives the president authority to recommend measures for congressional consideration, and pursuant to this authority, the president submits budgets, which he hasn't done. Okay, he hasn't done in all of his years. He may have submitted the budget, but, you know, they've been preposterous. Proposed bills and recommend other action to be taken by Congress. He also has veto powers, but he does not have the power to go out and just declare that these 800,000 people are going to be legal and they can get work visas and they can have license and they can be like citizens of the United States. We have currently millions of unemployed Americans who don't have jobs, and yet here we're going to grant these people because, oh, they've lived here all their lives, they feel like they're Americans. Well, they're not. And I would like somebody to explain, it's not been explained to me yet, where did these people get the money to go to college? Because I am a middle-class American, strictly middle-class, don't make over $100,000 a year. My children don't get any funding from the government or from anybody else to go to school. Everything they have to pay has to come out of pocket. Middle-class America. And yet, these illegal, they are illegal immigrants because they're not here legally, somehow have the money or get the loans to go to a school like University of California, you know, UCLA. I'm having, you can tell, a touch of problem with that. If anybody else is out there listening and you want to call in, the number 718-305-7176. Feel free to call in and we'll talk about this because this to me is just so very frustrating and it is so very wrong. It's a political move, nothing more than trying to get another 800,000 votes and try to take this upcoming election by hook or crook because he knows he can't run on the economy because of, you know, they might say the unemployment rate is 8%, but if you start looking at the people who dropped off the rolls, if you start looking at the people out there looking for jobs for the first time, it's a much higher percentage. And those states that are doing well, such as North Dakota, it's because of the oil boom that, in spite of the president's policies is going on and the fracking for oil, that in spite of what the government and the EPA have tried to do is happening, or like here in Indiana where we have a Republican governor, or Ohio where they have a Republican governor, who are doing everything to give incentives to businesses to open. Because the bottom line, people, is you don't get jobs from a poor man. You need the business, you need the rich people to provide the jobs, or we're going to end up like Greece, Europe, Spain, Italy. Just tick them off. Just look what's going on around the world. You cannot sustain taking from the rich and giving to the poor. People need to work. Back in the day, it was said, if you don't work, you don't eat. And I know some people can't work, and that's okay. We can help those people. But there are a lot of very healthy people out there who are drawing money off the government, which is basically my money. I'm a taxpayer. I work. I pay taxes. In fact, we pay taxes on my husband's Social Security because even though he paid into it all these years, we make too much money. So therefore, they tax our Social Security. Now, there is something. So in other words, you're penalizing the people who have provided for themselves and you're giving to the people who refuse to go out and get a job for themselves or who be being held back by the government because they want them in this poverty-stricken state so that they can assure their votes in the next political election. It isn't about helping people because if you get the middle class, this is why we're getting so many calls from the charities because it's the middle class that funds the charities because when the people have the money, they give the money. And that's where the help should come from. It's from like the Catholic charities and the church charities that are on the ground. Here in town, we have a rescue mission downtown. We have a, which we get, we send money to. I'm not bragging about that or anything, but we get things in the mail from them, and we're helping people right here in our own town. And we also have a neighborhood health clinic here in town, and we also have a clinic called Matthew 25, where our doctors and nurses and dentists, everybody volunteers. I mean, they have a few paid staff people, but it's open every day. So there are people without insurance and people who can only afford to pay $2 or $5 for a doctor's visit. It's there, and it's community-based. It's not government-based. Government-based does not work. We have Medicare and Social Security that are both going to be going broke and no way to pay for it. And yet, now we have added another 800,000 illegal immigrants to the job market here in the United States. Wonderful plan. wonderful plan. And if it's not for him to get reelected, you tell me what it's all about. Like I said, feel free to call in and add your voice, 718-305-7176. I don't want to be just blabbing all by myself here. We welcome any and all callers. And I don't know, Billy must have thought I forgot the show, which I did. So she's not here tonight. I am going to play a quick song here. It's called Made in America. Bringing jobs, Caterpillar, and other jobs to our state, and it's all good. It's all good. So I know that some unions don't like that, but as far as I'm concerned, anything that brings jobs is a good thing. But going back here to this election, I know there's been, you know, a lot of hard feelings between conservatives and different people who out there who were supporting specific candidates because their candidate didn't get the nomination. And I'm one of those. I was a Herman Cain supporter and a Rick Santorum supporter. And so I was very, very disappointed, and I really didn't want to settle. But I tell you what, I'm settling. And I'll tell you why I'm settling. Because we must remove the current president from office. It is imperative to this country's survival and the survival of the American dream to remove this president from office. And that is not going to happen by running through a third party. It's not going to happen. There's not enough people to vote that way. It won't happen. and to think otherwise and to think that you won't be responsible if he gets reelected is wrong. Because if you're not voting for the Republican presidential candidate, then you are basically throwing your vote away and giving it to Obama, who we know is going to cheat. He's already just added 800,000 voters that he had just added with his one little sweeping pen, with his unconstitutional immigration, whatever he's doing. That's Congress's job. That is not the president's job. Not just in this, you know. And then he's given away trillions of dollars to failed businesses with his green energy that didn't work, instead of letting the private sector work in the manner that it was. And I tell you what, our founding fathers would just be appalled at what is going on in this country. And it's not just the president. It's the culture inside of Washington. And this is why we go down to the smaller races. And if you're out there and you've got a conservative running in the race, you need to try to get them elected. Here in Indiana, we have running for our Republican ticket. We have Richard Murdoch, who beat Senator Lugar in the primaries. Well, Senator Lugar was such an ungracious loser that he refuses to back Richard Murdoch. He says that he needs to go to Washington and try to get along. Now, this is the problem with the Washington establishment. We don't want them to go to Washington to get along. We want them to go there and stop blowing our money, because it's not their money. It is our money. It belongs to the taxpayer. We are the ones in debt, not the government. The government's not in debt. You know that $1 trillion debt, you know, that we owe that. Our children owe that. It has to be paid. And people think, oh, well, I'm going to get that money. It's from the government. It's free. No, it's not free. It all rests on the back of the middle class of America. And if there's somebody from the middle class out there that's doing better right now than they were 4 years ago, I'd like to hear from you, because I know for a fact we aren't. You know, gas prices are higher, food prices are higher, utility bills are higher, property taxes are higher. We're paying out more money. I did get a raise this year. I didn't get one last year because I work in the medical profession, and this health care bill that's getting ready to pass, and hopefully it's going to be shut down by the Supreme Court, is a disaster. It's a disaster for your health, my health, and for the government, for the America, because we're going to go broke trying to pay for this plan that is very, very inefficient. And it's going to affect the quality of care you receive and those who actually receive care, because you'll find there won't be as many doctors out there practicing if this law is allowed to go into effect. And I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will actually rule this as unconstitutional. If they don't, then we need to get conservatives in the government that will repeal and overturn this entire bill. The government should not be in the business of any business. Right. They should not be setting regulations for the health care. This HIPAA law that they instituted, you know, with these heavy fines and, you know, supposedly to protect patient rights, which it's not going to protect patients' rights any more than it ever protected patients' rights. But, you know, because now they just fine people if you're caught, you know, talking about somebody and somebody hears it or something like that. But what it does is it costs money, because you have to have training every year for the HIPAA policy, and you have to have audits, yeah, and all this other nonsense that has nothing whatsoever to do with the care that the patient receives, and everything to do with just the government button its nose in where it does not belong. And it's getting to the point of just being ridiculous. They didn't address the issues that you need to address, such as tort reform, that's insurance reform, you know, being allowed to buy insurance across state lines, which will become competitive, kind of like The car insurance is more competitive because when you can buy across straight lines, you get more competitive rates. And it just did not address anything about the cost of delivering health insurance. What it did is basically cut the payment that the physicians will receive and cut the payments that they'll pay for certain services. Medicare is horrible for reimbursement. It pays 20 cents on the dollar to get treated. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm a registered nurse. I work with cancer patients. And you cannot afford to practice on what the government reimburses. So if anybody's out there wants to call in, number 718-305-7176, just to share your thoughts. My chat is not wanting to open for some reason, so I'm hoping people can still hear me out there. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself. Wouldn't be the first time, wouldn't be the last time. So I have 7 children. I talk to myself a lot because it's like talking to the wall. Nobody listens. So, but yeah, feel free to call in. You got anything you want to talk about? A lot of things going on across the world and in different cities and different states. The main thing is that we're getting got our big election coming up in November, and we must protect what rights, what little rights we have left in this country. Now we have little drones spying on us all over the place. We have the EPA fighting people on their lands, declaring them wetlands so that they can they can't build on them and they can't use them in a manner, even though they paid for the property and it wasn't a wetland in the first place. You know, our last hope right now is sitting with the Supreme Court. We've got the government suing the states over immigration laws where they're trying to protect themselves, when the Constitution actually gives the state the right to protect itself against invasion. It's in the Constitution. I would encourage anybody and everybody listening out there to go and actually read the Constitution. The states have the right, the people have the right to protect themselves from illegal invasion. So when there are Mexican citizens coming across the border and killing people in Arizona and New Mexico and California, or bringing in drugs illegally, the people of that state have the right under the Constitution to protect themselves, and the federal government does not have any business suing them. Oh, but then we can go on and talk about Eric Holder and his continuous lies to Congress and how they're trying to hold him in contempt. What is wrong with the Senate? Is there not one good Democrat out there that will stand up and say enough is enough? There are criminal activities going on in this administration, and yet they're leaking classified information, which is detrimental to our national security. They're lying to Congress. They were gun running, and got American citizens killed, and yet nobody's been held accountable for that. Why? Yeah, the House of Representatives, I'm sure, would be willing to bring up the charges, but they have to be prosecuted by the Senate. And what is wrong with the Senate? Well, let's just mention a name called Harry Reid and the Democratic control of the Senate. Things are broken in Washington, not just with the Democrats, but also with the Republicans. But right now, at this minute, our Constitution is being shredded by one particular party. And it's frightening, and we the people can stop it. But we can stop it only if we stand together. And together, we need to have our voice heard in this upcoming election. And I know some people want to make a statement, and they want to go third party, and there's an American party, and there's all these parties out there, and no, we're not going to vote for this, and we're not going to vote for that. This election is not the time to make your stand. This election is critical to the future of our country. There's a list printed in 1960. It was printed actually in The Naked Communist, came out from behind the Iron Curtain in 1958. It was entered into the Congressional Record in 1963. If you haven't read the list, I suggest that you do. All you got to do is type in 1963, communist list or communist agenda, congressional record. It will come up. There's multiple people who have recorded that, and that will tell you exactly where you stand, and this is what I have to think about that.
Unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man should want. She ain't typical, but she's unpredictable. She's available. It's a miracle. Someone so elegant, intelligent, ever seen all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's undisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
Unbelievable what's going on. Somebody says it sounds like you're assembling an FNP90. My husband's working upstairs in our room. We're putting down new trim. My son's over here playing his war games of some sort. So, you know, he may be screaming out. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, it is those. What's the name of your game?
Playing Halo.
Oh, he's playing Halo now. Earlier it was some combat game. So if you're out there, you want to call in. We got about 30 minutes left at the show, 718-305-7176. Just ranting and raving tonight about all the unbelievable things that are going on across this country. Really, I'm just flabbergasted. This latest immigration thing, I just can't. How is this happening? How is this happening? Why is somebody not standing up and making this stop? This is crazy. On a good note, I did finally get my American flag. My husband, we got a 15-foot pole and got a flag flying out front. I've been wanting to do that for a number of years, so we've got that up and flying, showing our true colors and in our neighborhood here. But it is so important. Thanks for the Halo reminder. Okay, somebody else is going to be out there playing Halo. But it's vacation time for the kids, so they're staying up late and playing their online games with their cronies. So, but anyway, I was just like, I was wanting to go through this communist list that I mentioned, because I don't know how the news media is not reporting on this. You know, I don't know how they ridicule Alan West when he brings up the fact that there are communist members in Congress, when in September of 2010, the Communist Party sued the Democratic Party for stealing their agenda. Hello. Are we really this clueless in America? And yet on this list, this communist list, you know, it's right there in front of your eyes for everybody to read. And I don't know if they think we made this up, if they think that communism is not a detriment to our society today, because Russia just supplied helicopters to Syria to kill the people of Syria against the wishes of the rest of the world. Okay, so if you think that Russia is not just waiting for an opportunity to stab us in the back, you really need to think again. And if you think this president for some reason thinks that we're more respected in this world, yeah, that's why they just came out and said the crisis going on in Greece and Europe and Spain is all because the United States and North America. Okay, they would never say this if we had a president that was standing strong and this country was at the level that it was back under Reagan and even under Clinton. This, they wouldn't be saying these things because we had they respected us and they feared us. And now they don't, and because they know. They know. And yet there's some people right here in this country that have no idea. And flyovers like Russia and Syria are in bed together. Now there's a shock. Yep, very shock. And then Iran, throw Iran in the mix because there's Iranian troops also in Syria killing innocent people. And it's really sad that all through this the media is silent. But you know the reason the media is silent is that on this list of agenda, number 20 is infiltrate the press and get control of, you know, the editorial writing and policy-making positions. Gain key control in 21 positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. This is why they're trying to shut down Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the conservative voices out there, because they don't control them. They control what you're seeing on the news networks, ABC, CNN, CBS, or, you know, they're controlling those people. One of the big names controlling those people is called George Soros, billionaire, got his hands in everything. Yet they villainized the Koch brothers, and they've not spent the $8 billion that he has on elections. But, you know, they've always got to villainize the Republicans as the bad people, when in reality we are the people who are trying to stand up and save this country. And most people that I know are very charitable, and they want to help people. But it's kind of hard to help people when, you know, your income is dropping and you're being penalized for actually providing for your retirement instead of, you know, instead of being rewarded for doing that. You know, just quit taxing me to death. Just quit taxing, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. But, and my favorite one of all on this list, and I need to find it, it involves the Supreme Court and our courts, using our court system against us. Okay? Well, on here is something Rick Santorum talked about. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage easy divorce and promiscuity. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. The negative influence of parents, okay. That, you know, and yet we have teachers today that will tell you they know your children better than you do. Sad. Sad. It's happening. It's happening all over. Infilt and gain control of big business. Infilt and gain control of more unions. Well, we already know they control the unions. I'm looking for the one, because the one that is comes to mind with the Supreme Court and all these suing to get their right is also in here. There's 45 actually on this list. This is why this election is so, so important to us as a people and as a country. And number 11, this one they're trying still to do is promote the UN. This is what our president was doing. See, he won't make a move in Syria without NATO or the United Nations. The only reason he did Libya is because they decided to. He didn't make any decision. He actually has put our troops under command of other people because he doesn't want to make those decisions. promote the UN as the hope for mankind. Yeah, that's really good. And we see how that works because Russia doesn't pay any attention to the United Nations. But, you know, hey, but that's no biggie. We'll fold to the United Nations and NATO, but who cares? Who cares what Russia is doing? Sad, people. Very, very, very sad. So, I don't know what else to say about it. It's just very, very frustrating to me. As a parent, as a grandmother, I have 9 grandchildren. So, you know, I might not be around to see this happen, but there is my children, you know, and their children. And so that's why I do this program, and this is why I'm very outspoken about what's going on. And this is why I'm encouraging each and every one of you to get out there and make sure your family members are aware. I've never been so pleased as to hear that my son-in-laws, who usually don't vote, will be voting, and it won't be for Obama. Of course, I'm here in the state of Indiana, and the only way this state goes to Obama is if he cheats, which I'm pretty sure he did the last time. So I still, it's unbelievable. You'll hear people talking about they think Obama's doing a good job and, you know, don't put him down and you're racist. And it's just mind-boggling to me that anybody cannot actually see that what he's doing is detrimental to the health of our country. And when it's, and that's to our children, to our grandchildren, to ourselves. This country is not going in the direction that we need to do. He's not going to be creating. Government doesn't create jobs. Government creates public sector jobs, which are paid for by who? Taxpayers. So what happens when you keep creating government jobs? Hello? You know, hello? Let's look what happened in Greece. There's no jobs unless you work for the government. So there's no jobs. Because you cannot generate enough jobs through the government. It has to come from the private sector. And the way you do that, and whether you want to call it giving tax breaks for the rich man or whatever, you give the tax breaks to the businesses. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. In the world. Do you think that's going to encourage businesses to come here? You know, like I said, in Indiana, we went to a right-to-work state, and we give tax credits and tax breaks for companies to come and build here in the state of Indiana. This should be happening on a national level, but it's not. You know, Obama wants to raise taxes on the businesses and raise taxes on the wealthy, and all they're going to do is take their money overseas. I mean, it's just common sense. And this is what Herman Cain used to talk about. Common sense, people. You know, if I had all this money in the world and I could do whatever I wanted and live wherever I wanted, I wouldn't be living in the country that's going to tax me to death. I would take my money elsewhere. Now, I say that hypothetically because actually I have a very big heart, so I would probably be helping people with my money. But, you know, if I was a businessman and that was my job to make money for my stockholders, then, you know, you do what you got to do. And no amount of raising taxes is going to stop that. It's just not going to happen. So people need to start adjusting their thinking. You know, this bit about the Occupy Wall Street and the trying to start the class warfare and the race warfare and all these distractions against the fact that this president has created more debt than all of the other presidents put together. This president thinks he's one of the greatest presidents to ever be in office and is comparing himself to other presidents in narratives. This president has no respect for the American people. He calls us lazy and wants to know why we don't invent things. Well, when you're struggling to survive, it's very hard to be out there being inventive. I just hope that you all will examine where you're at in this next election and know that this man needs to go. And if you don't, I know that, you know, Romney has done things in the past that aren't conservative. I'm a strongly pro-life, always vote pro-life. I know that he says he's changed, and I'm going to take him at his word. I do know that the Republican platform is a pro-life platform, and hopefully that won't change down in Tampa. I know there's going to be some rowdiness going on. I know the Ron Paul supporters are going down there deliberately to try to be disruptive, which I think is wrong, you know, to do that, because you're not actually working for the good of the party when you do that, or the good of this country when you do that. Yes, things are wrong with Washington. No, the Federal Reserve is not the main problem. Yes, it is a problem, but it isn't the only problem. Again, I refer you to the list. Go look at the list. The problem is there's too much money in Washington. There's too much corruption in Washington. There's too much of an establishment in Washington, D.C., and we need to get rid of it. The way you get rid of it is you vote for new faces and new people, and you hope that they will vote for term limits. Because even though the Constitution didn't put in term limits for our congressional men, if they were just there to do the business of the people and they knew that they didn't have to get reelected, they would do the business of the people. You know, right now they go in and they spend half of their time campaigning to get back in office, which is not good. That, you know, they don't get the business done that needs to get business done. So I have a great respect for people like Alan West. I really wish that he would actually get the vice presidential nomination from Mitt Romney. But I don't know that that's going to happen. But I think he would be a good choice, because from the conservative viewpoint and from the minority viewpoint, because, you know, whether you like it or not, 90% of the black voters vote Democrat, because they've always voted Democrat, because supposedly the Democrats are the ones who are for the black people, which is not true if you look at history. But unfortunately, a lot of them don't look at history. They just go by what they're indoctrinated with in the churches. And through organizations like the Alinsky Academy that our current president was running, you know, when he was a community organizer back in Chicago. So, yeah, lots of things going on there that we really, really need to change. And we need to start, we can start, you know, trying to influence people. I think we see that coming now. I think Herman Cain played a big role in waking up and getting a conservative voice out there for the black Americans that they're ridiculed like you or I. You know, we're called bigots. We're called haters just because we don't agree with the party that is supposed to be the all-inclusive party and the tolerant party who likes to call names and label people and don't want to hear it when you've got something to say. You know, they only want it when it's their way. And enough is enough. We're done. We're not taking it anymore. We're going to say what we have to say, and we're going to say it loud, and we're going to say it strong, and we're going to make a difference, because that's the only way it makes a difference. For years, we sat back and we're called the silent majority. Well, we're called the silent majority for a reason, because we're not out there with our little picket signs running around trying to disrupt businesses and, you know, camping illegally in parks and different places that we're not supposed to be, because you're typically a law-abiding citizens who follow the laws. And we know that, you know, another election comes up, and that's our chance when we say, okay, we don't like you, goodbye. You know, we don't try to get them recalled because we don't like what we don't like the fact that they did what they said they were going to do, as Governor Walker did in Wisconsin. And, you know, that was a big boost that he did win that actual election. And I'm going on with a little more country. I know some of you might not like country. I am a country girl at heart. We're going to play The Little Man by Alan Jackson. And this kind of addresses some of the little towns that have been dying out. His is more from the mom-and-pop shops, but, you know, some of it also is, you know, this you can't afford. Small businesses are, you know, 70% of our jobs. And with the new regulations and the new taxes and the fees, they can't afford to keep operating. And so here we got a little bit of Alan Jackson, The Little Man.
A while back, I just needed to get away, and I got in my car one day and just started heading south. I didn't know where I was going. I just... stopped and picked up an atlas so I wouldn't get lost, but I didn't go back to my hometown, and but I went in that direction and through a lot of old areas that I traveled through, I guess in search of something, in search of a simpler time in my life or whatever. But I went through a lot of small towns that reminded me of where I was raised and the place that I come from. And it was sad because I realized how much they had changed since I'd been back in those areas, and a lot of places were sad because a lot of them seemed dried up. You know, it was like a lot of the small town businesses and the mom and pop stores and the independence of some of the people who had actually built those towns because of that. They were having trouble staying alive, staying in business because of all the big chains coming in, everything that takes over these days. And I think it's a very colorful and important part of American history, and I hate to see it going away, and I hope it doesn't. And I just wanted to write this song about it, and we made this video in an attempt to recapture some of those scenes and feelings that inspired the song about the little man.
I remember walking round the court square sidewalks, looking in windows, things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry and the old Lee King's Apothecary. They were the little man, the little man. I go back now, the stores are empty, except an old Coke sign dated 1950. Poured it up like they never existed, or renovated and called historic distance. There goes the little man, there goes the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man. Pumped your gas and he cleaned your glass. One cold rainy night he fixed your flat. A new store came where you do it yourself. You buy a lotto ticket and food off the shelf. Forget the little man, forget about that little man. He hung on there for a few more years, but he couldn't sell Slurpees, he wouldn't sell beer. Now the bank rents a station to a man down the road, and they sell velvet Elvis secondhand clothes. There goes the little man. There goes another little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man. Concrete strip, you can buy the whole world in just one trip. Save a penny cause it's jumbo size. They don't even realize they're killing the little man. All the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man.
when I was a child, an old black man came, his mule and his plow. He broke the ground where we grew our garden, back before we'd all forgotten about the little man. The little man. Long live the little man. God bless the little man.
Oh, and just as I was reading and playing that song, I'm reading Obama says, Russia and China not signed on to removing Syria as Assad. Is anybody surprised? They didn't want to invade Iraq. They didn't want to invade Libya. You know, they're never going to agree to anything that the United Nations says or that anyone says. And that's why we as a country need to remain strong and keep our military strong and be the superpower in this world, because Russia and China certainly aren't looking out for any of the little people or the 10,000 people that have been killed in Syria by President Assad. They won't even agree to sanctions, which is just criminal. On that note, we got about 9 minutes left, and I'm going to be ending the program because we're going into midnight. I forgot to change the time earlier tonight, so we're just doing an hour show tonight. I don't know. It's been very, very hot here in Indiana in the 90s, sunny, which is very unusual for us in June. But across the states, if you're out in the sunshine, be sure and apply your sunscreen, okay? You may tan, and that's great, but you're still being exposed to the ultraviolet rays, which can alter skin cells and eventually lead to skin damage that can cause skin cancers. The worst of those, any changes in appearance of a mole, any growth, any odd shape, any bleeding, you need to get that checked out. That's the most severe kind of skin cancer. It's called melanoma, and it's usually like a mole. The other kind is basal cell or squamous cell, and it usually can be removed with lasers and treated pretty easily. So again, if you have a sore that doesn't heal or a spot that comes up on your face, a lot of times if you're a farmer, if you're out in the sun, if you're a construction worker, you know, these are the type of people that are going to be more prone to these skin cancers. But also, if you're in the water, be sure and reapply frequently. The water will wash it off, or the sweat will wash it off. Easily preventable. And again, even if you do tan, you want to get the SPF of at least 15 to prevent the ultraviolet rays that do cause the damage that cause the skin cancer. So that's my little health tip for today, simply because it has been exceptionally hot here in Indiana this summer, and I'm not certain. August is usually our hottest month, so we could be in for a long, hot summer, and unfortunately, my grandbabies got burned because my daughter-in-law wasn't obviously reapplying. They were out at the pool, so just something to keep in mind as you're out and about this summer. Also, if you can, they say cover up, you know, long sleeve shirts. But I myself cannot tolerate the heat, so that's not an option for myself. But that's our health tip for today. On Conservative Nation Radio, we have shows running on Saturday, Red, Right, and Blue with Rick Below, and we have Obama Nation running on Thursday nights with Billy Cotter, and on Sundays we have Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael Smith. So be sure and tune in and catch us here on Blog Talk Radio. We invite callers to call in. You know, it's just a place for everybody to gather and have a say in what's going on in the world, and try to spread the news and spread the message, because it doesn't get out any other way unless we're out there. So also we have Own the Narrative, which is also broadcasting some of the Conservative Nation shows. Our own Billy Cotter does do some writing there and blogging there, and Becca Lower and many other people that are actually involved in the Conservative Nation network, and Billy's just now texting me that she forgot, which is okay too, because I forgot. So you get busy. You get busy. It's light out till almost 10 o'clock right now with the daylight saving time. So it's easy to forget when you're busy doing other things in your everyday life. So we've got a lot going on here this summer and getting ready for our summer trip, and my brother coming in for California to visit, which I'm excited about because it's been a few years since I've seen him. He is a conservative out in California. That there are some conservatives that live in California. So he's coming in from Bakersfield with his family here next Saturday. So I'm pretty excited about that also. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back on next Tuesday. And like I said, we have our other shows that are going on during the week, and we're going out here with another country song. It's American Soldier by Toby Keith. Have a good night.